Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Lech Lecha, the Parsha of Lech Lecha, where Avraham Avinu was told for the first time to go to Eretz Yisrael, and of course it's a week that we're all thinking about Eretz Yisrael and what's happening there. I guess the pshat, first lesson of the first Yid's trip to Eretz Yisrael, is that Avraham Avinu is commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go, and he does go. He's promised all kinds of wonderful rewards for going. And when he gets there, there's a rav baritz, there's a hunger, and he has to go down to Mitzrayim. He has to leave Eretz Yisrael almost as soon as he gets there. And not only that, but going down to Mitzrayim, he has problems there as well. Rashi brings that on the way down, he's being ridiculed. As you know, Avraham Avinu tried to spread the name of Hashem. He told people about the fact that he believes in the creator of the universe and that Hashem told him to go to Eretz Yisrael. And bang, there's a rav. He has to flee. He has to run away. There were people that ridiculed Avraham Avinu. Of course, ultimately, he came back from Mitzrayim with a tremendous rechush. He came back a wealthy man. And it turned out that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done by sending him to Mitzrayim was all obviously for the good. However, the lesson itself is an important lesson, and that is the ridicule that Klal Yisrael endures all the time, especially when we're involved with Eretz Yisrael, the ridicule we endure from the nations of the world when we go to Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting that when Klal Yisrael is going to Eretz Yisrael, when they leave Mitzrayim, and there are moments of the threat of punishment for the Rabbeinu Shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim, Ro Hitziyam. Why should the Egyptians say? Moshe Rabbeinu says it by the eagle, he says it again later. Lama Yomru Amin. Why should the nations say? Now who cares what the nations say? What does it mean, why should the nations say? The answer is no, that it does affect us. All we want really is to spread messages of hope, messages of belief in a God, messages of a purpose in life. What is a Yid? What does a Yid want? A Yid is not an Esav that wants to conquer others. He's not a Yishmael that pursues the pleasures of this world. A Yid is somebody who just wants to spread the message of the Rabbeinu Shalom, of a purpose in life and a grand purpose in life and a purpose in creation. And we should be ridiculed. That ridicule is very painful. And that's why we find that that's the Nisayan. That's the Nisayan that Avram has when he goes to Mitzrayim. That's the Nisayan that Moshe Rabbeinu talks about to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we find it in the time of the Binyan Bayis Sheni. When Nehemiah comes and he builds rebuilds Yerushalayim, the Bayis Sheni comes to organize Klal Yisrael to build Yerushalayim. The Pasuk tells us of the Malihim, of those who ridiculed. The Gemara tells them by name they were Chashuv people in the world of their age. And what are they saying? They're saying that, what are they doing? They're building a wall around Yerushalayim. A fox will come and knock it down. These are words of ridicule that the Navi brings. Why is the Navi bringing the ridicule of the Umas HaElam? Who cares? The answer is, it's a lesson to us. That the ridicule of the nation, the hatred of the nation, the fact that they look at us in this way, that's part of the deal, that's part of the Messiah, that's part of the Mesivas Nefesh that we need in order to be able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Without Mesivas Nefesh, there's nothing. Nothing in the world is free. Everything is with a certain amount of Mesivas Nefesh. There's a fascinating line from the Kutzkin. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, that Mem Tes, well-known Gemara, that somebody who gets married, and he's Mekadosh a woman, and it seems the woman doubts his righteousness. He says, I'm a Nasha, and he's Tzadik Gomer. He says that I'm marrying you on the condition that I'm a Tzadik. If I'm not a Tzadik, it won't be a condition. It won't be a Kedushin. So as you know, Lechayshish, even though he appears not to be a Tzadik at all, Lechayshish for the Kedushin. Why? Because Shem Meher Tshuva Belivai. Maybe he thought some Tshuva in his heart, and that works. And all the Mefarshim, starting from the Mechaz Chinuch and others, they wonder, what is Hirei Tshuva? Just as the Hirei Tshuva that makes him a Tzadik Gomer. The person that says Hirei Tshuva makes him into a righteous person. It's a bit of a Dovah Pella. The Kotzke has a very unique line about this. The Kotzke says in Siach Safri Kodesh, in the fourth part of Siach Safri Kodesh, Ois Tezvav, the Kotzke has a brand new thought. I don't know why nobody else mentions it. His thought is that, what do you mean, Amen Hashani Tzadikama? Chassin, Michael and Yaakov Avay Naisav. One of the people that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Michael is Averis, is a Chassin. So, of course, Amen Hashani Tzadikama, you're bad for your Tzadikama. If you have Kedushin, Michael and Yaakov Avay Naisav, you get Mechimah for your Averis. So Mimeli is a Tzadikama. Says the Kotzke, you're only a tzaddik gomer. There's no freebies. You don't become a tzaddik gomer because you're getting married and the chassan gets a freebie that the Michael is a veris. And no, it means that if you have thoughts of tshuva, if you have ideas of tshuva, if you have some type of a hisairus from the shidduch, from the marriage, so it's an opportunity. We give a chassan a kfitl under the chuppah. We look at a chassan under the chuppah, we see him as somebody who's very serious about life. And the mela, we give him kfitl. The mela, we say, is Michael HaKol HaVinayis. If you think, if you have, God forbid, a chassan kala that are not keeping halachis, that are not sheminigiyah, that are not behaving properly, you think because he's a chassan, she's a kala, Michael HaKol HaVinayis? Of course not. Dr. Kotzke. Shemahira Chuva Baliba, when you have the right thoughts, then there's a kapara. It comes with something. Why do I mention this? Because the same thing with Eretz Yisrael, the Chipar Ad Masayamai, the certain kapara that's inherent in moving to Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael, learning in Eretz Yisrael, there's a certain level of the Chipar Ad Masayamai. It's not only dead people that have kapara when they're buried there. Of course, it's live people that are there have the Chipar Ad Masayamai. But it's not a freebie. It depends. It depends what you do to go there. If it's just a nice destination, so what is it? What is it to go to a nice destination? Because they have Jewish food there and Jewish sightseeing there and Jewish hotels. God forbid. The Chipar Ad Masayamai, it's just like a chassan. If he uses the opportunity of being a chassan to be niskapas, and then it's a kapara. Same thing with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, you go to Eretz Yisrael, Agad L'Shemecha, I'll give you great things for going there. Not a freebie. Hashem says, go, and everything is free. No. You'll go there, and we'll see. You'll have a serious nefesh to be there. You'll do things that involve maligan Allah, people who ridicule you. And then you'll go anyway, you'll be there anyway. So something like that, that's something that works. The same thing with going to Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes there are opportunities to go, and it's just sunny and beautiful and everything is grand and delightful, and you go to Eretz Yisrael. There are times when it's tied in with this Yainis, when it's tied in with Mali Ginamala, people say, what, you're going? Why are you going? It's not good to go. It's not a good time to go. When someone goes when they're Mali Ginamala, when someone goes when they're hesitations, when someone goes when they are difficulties, the Chipar Ad Masayami, then he has the Kapara, the Bracha of Agad L'Shemecha, of Avraham Avinu. And that's why Nehemiah came to Eretz Yisrael. He actually came 19 years after the Bayis Sheni was built. But it was a sad time. It was not a successful yishuv. And he came and he showed them with Mesiras Nefesh to ignore the Maligim, do what had to be done. Then it was in Eretz Yisrael. Then it was a Bayis Sheni. Then it led to more Yidden coming, to a greatness of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, a glorious time. But the glorious time didn't start until there was a serious nefesh for being in Eretz Yisrael. Let's move on to a second thought. The mystery of Aram. What do I mean, the mystery of Aram? As you know, the Aramaic is the language of our Shas Bavli, the language we use in Aksuba and in Gittin. We use Aramaic language. Aram somehow is something close to Klal Yisrael. It's hard to understand. Lech Lecha, Aram is told, leave Aram and go to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we understand it. Why leave Aram? That's what happened to me. Leave Aram and go to Eretz Yisrael. So he leaves Aram and goes to Eretz Yisrael. Yet, when it comes to Shaduchim, both Aram sending Eliezer, and later Yitzchak sending Yaakov, they send him back to Aram to find their Shaduchim. And somehow it was known. Eini Leia Rakais. Rashi brings, why were Leia's eyes Rakais? Not because she figured I'm going to marry Esau. That's not what Rashi said. Rashi says, Shahayu Aimrim. People said she's going to marry Esau. Yitzchak is going to send back to Aram to Shidduchim. Don't tell you, go back to Aram. And even when you go back to Aram, Rak Benilai say Shoshana, send her to Aram for a Shidduch, but don't live there. Come back here. Okay. So it could be it was his family. He wanted to go back somehow. We find Aram occupying a strange place all the time. The Gemara says in Shabbos Yudbeis, Lo Eilam al Yishal Adam Tzracha B'loshan Arami. Aramis. The person should not dive in B'loshan Aramis. Somehow, Arami is not perfect. On the other hand, it's an Hedron Lamaches, not well known. The Gemara says, Adam Arishan spoke Aramish. We assume Adam Arishan spoke Lashon Kodesh, and Taki is such a Shita. But even a Mandiyami spoke Aramish. It needs an explanation. This whole mixture of Aram being special and not special needs an explanation. It's interesting. The first people to attack Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael after the death of Yeshua is Kishon Rishosayim, the king of Aram. Aram somehow has a mixed legacy in Klal Yisrael. Needs a beer. May well be. The Gemara says, Ayisham Adam Tzrocha B'Lashon Aramis. There are those who hold that means in any other language. Yet, the Arishainim, I believe in the Rosh, who say that Aramish is closest to Lashon Kodesh. It's a Lashon Kodesh Mekulkal. You want to dive in English, you want to dive in some other language, you can dive in any language you want. But Aramis, the Malachi Asharis, don't like Aramis. Because Aramis, it's a Mekulkal Lashon Kodesh. It's a cousin of Lashon Kodesh. It's closer. No, on one hand, it's closer. It has a Naila. On the other hand, it can be easily, you know, it could be that the person would give up on Lashon Kodesh for the sake of Aramish. So, while on the one hand, Shas is written in Aramish, Subas and Gittin are written in Aramish, Rav Yaakov said that at the time of the Bayesheni, Chazal wanted to make it clear that this is not the Gula Hasida, and therefore they incorporated the language of Aramis to the people. So if you have to choose something, Aramis is the closest. Yet, don't get caught up. It's fake. It's not real. It's close, but it's a Lashon Mekulkal. And therefore, it's somewhat distant. The message being, don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. You want to do the right thing, do the right thing. Now, there's a time where you have to do second best. But don't do second best and pretend that it's best. Don't do b'di'evet and pretend that that's really what you should be doing. If you have a weakness, and you want to be rely on something that's a b'di'evet. You want to rely, someone says you're going to rely on a second zman kriya shma, or he's going to rely on other aspects of halacha, eating certain things that are not l'chatchila. You need to rely on it, but don't pretend it's l'chatchila. Lashon Kodesh Geruah is more mius to the Malachi Shareis than something that's totally, totally not. So don't fool yourself. That's the language of Aram. Go to Aram. You need a shidduch. You're not going to find a Jew. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov are only Jews. You have to go elsewhere. Go to Aram. That's the next best. But I'll tell you, Shama, but don't live there. When you have the option, you come to Eretz Yisrael. And so, two thoughts regarding the parasha. Avraham's leaving of Aram, Avraham's coming to Eretz Yisrael. And with that, I want to wish everyone an absolutely wonderful, delightful, and beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. We look forward to hearing the Surah Tevis in Eretz Yisrael. But quick! Before the Yeshua comes in Eretz Yisrael, chaparai, your part in a proper davening, a proper tehillim, a proper buckling down, the schus achenu b'nei Yisrael, shev Eretz Yisrael, and the frat, ha'imdim al mishmar hatzeinu, b'tzafenu b'darim, those who are standing guard, soldiers at the north and south of the land, b'chomakim shehen, you should have a shmira, and you should be zeicha to a much better week in the week to come. A good Shabbos to one and all.